Yeah, you know what it is. Hot 97, hot97.com, and flexwetrust.com. You know what I do. Okay, so listen. This is what I'm going to do today, New York. So Olivia reached out to me because I'm getting at her for quite some time. At least, yes, I've been getting at her a little bit. So she wants to know what the problem is.
She wants to see what's up.
She wants to know what's up. So, you know, I want to extend her to be able to come up and let's talk and discuss it. It's not my norm.
No.
But we're doing that today, okay? So we're going to see what comes of it.
Open the lines of communication.
Of course. At me on Twitter right now at FunkmasterFlex, okay? What else can you do? Google Plus, all of that. All right, so I think, Oh, man. Olivia's here. You don't even want to hug me? It's like that? How are you? Ooh, you gave me the look away pound. You gave me the look away pound. Have a seat. Well, look, I want to feel like we're on even playing ground, right? So I don't want to stand over you as we talk. Would you? I want to off extend because I stand when I do need. I didn't know if you want to stand as well. Let me help you with the microphone. Pause. How are you? I'm so glad you came.
I'm PG.
All right, but I can't hear you. We need for America to hear you. Okay, there you go. A different hair.
It's hair. Just in a ponytail.
A new ponytail. Okay.
A real one, but not a...
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you today? I'm so glad that you came by.
Are you really?
Yo, you're not even making eye contact with me. What's wrong?
You really don't know what's wrong?
I got an idea, but I'm going to let you... You know what? I'm going to give you the floor so you can kind of share what you're feeling.
I just want to know where you and I went wrong. Before you even say anything else.
I'm not finished though.
Me being the young black woman that I am.
That's not.
Let me finish.
Before you even go with that. That intro,
no.
I'm not even going to allow you to do it because I got to.
Because.
Wait.
You and I know our relationship. We had a good relationship.
Can I say something?
And then one day I turn on the radio.
Wait.
Because somebody calls me and tells me to turn on the radio.
Young black woman,
and says, yo, Flex,
that.
And says, yo, Flex is going in on you, Liv. I'm like, nah, not Flex. That's my boy. Anytime Flex need me to do something at a car show, that Flex? You wildin'.
Okay.
Turn on Hot 97. Yo, you're over. You're finished. Pineapple Records. You never do nothing ever again.
Funny,
oh, it's funny.
Oh, all right, I didn't mean to relive the moment. I'm sorry. First of all,
he must have thought I forgot all of that.
Listen. Pineapple Records. Wait. First of all, I understand you're a hardworking young black woman.
You clearly didn't think I was hardworking.
Wait, no, I never said you weren't hardworking. I never said you weren't hardworking. Now, time out. I'm going to say what my problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you came to see me, is when you still signed to G-Unit Records.
The numerous times I came to see you.
I'm talking about, maybe it was the last. It was one time it was just you. You had mad, bad energy on some, yo, you talking to Fat Joe, or I'm going to tell Booby on you, I'm a this, I'm a that. Maybe, for me...
So you don't know my sarcasm.
I understand your sarcasm, number one, but I looked at it as, first of all, my relationship with Fifth has never said who I can and can't talk to in the time that I know him, so I felt like now if there's an artist that signed him, and I didn't know you were being sarcastic, is like, because there's sarcasm, but them niggas was in an extreme beef. So to me...
But I'm a girl.
I know you're a girl, but you
so can't...
So
why would I be in that?
But you know, Olivia, you can't pull out, I'm a girl, I'm a black woman, I'm this, I'm that, in that particular situation. You're saying that now after I said something like, oh, why are you doing that to me? I'm a girl.
But
I'm
how
this,
many
I'm
times
that.
did I try to reach out to you?
Like, I don't know if you're trying
are you,
to reach
are
out
you
to
kidding
me?
Why wouldn't I have? Okay, because you and I had a good relationship.
Let me say what I got. I allowed you. You said what?
Well, you stopped. I figured
stop.
It was my turn to jump in.
I didn't stop. Okay, so then that was your energy that day, right? I ain't saying nothing. You know what?
I don't remember that, but if you're saying you that's what it is.
I,
no, if you're saying that's
you
what it is,
it.
Go ahead.
I don't doubt it. I don't think you're lying to me. I think you honestly don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have seen artists. I've been doing this a long time. I see when artists are signed to bigger artists, bigger umbrellas. You cannot tell me you wasn't feeling yourself when you were signed to 50.
I respect it. I was always feeling myself.
I was feeling myself too.
It had nothing to do with 50. I was always feeling
then,
myself.
What comes with that then is when you not signed to 50, then niggas throw that machete out. If you was feeling yourself when you standing next to a nigga, when you ain't standing next to a nigga, that's what happens. Look, when I'm off this box, niggas is going to shit on me. But until then, for these 20 years I've been holding it down, ain't nobody shitting on me.
So that warranted.
Because I pop that shit and I back it up. So if you popping that shit when you were 50, you got to back it up. When you off the label, that's where I come in. I remembered it and I was like, you know what? I attacked you and I was saying, you're not on the label. It was Fifth who said, yo, she's not with me no more. I was like, really? I didn't even ask why. I didn't put your business out why you weren't with him. I was just like, boom, whatever, whatever. Now, in all that time, I still played your records. I ain't front on your music. I would never know.
I'm just saying, okay. I stopped listening because every time you were on the radio, all I heard was he's going in on you.
Attacking you that much.
The whole summer.
It was the whole summer.
Not even the whole summer. The whole summer.
Look, but you know something? Look, that was
even with you having artists come up there with their little own smart remarks because you was trying to get.
I let Keisha Cole in it to you one time, I think, when he was up. But I mean, you know what you're not understanding, Olivia? You're in a game that this is built on. Who's stronger than the other? I don't care what people tell you. People smile at you. They're waiting for you to fall off.
Of course.
Or get bigger.
Of course.
You have an option.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay the same, certain amount of people pass you. My motto is, look, if I see somebody and they're in my realm, I'll give them a pass for a second. Then if you're still trying to like attack me, I'm going to get you. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that you fell into that category. I'm just saying I was definitely waiting to see. Look, if you would have signed to 50 and stayed there and sold a million records, I'd shut my mouth.
But we know why it didn't work, though.
But look, there's a lot of times an artist and someone else doesn't work. That happens with a lot of people. And that shouldn't even, honestly, in the end
but
of the
it,
day,
it was
it
the fact
matter.
That you called. It was the fact that you called me whack. You said I would never make another hot record again.
You said all of that. Probably did.
You most certainly did.
Okay,
you
so
said
you
would never. You would never
give you my assessment of you.
What is it, sir?
Seriously, I'm gonna give you my assessment of your career and everything. I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
You should be.
Okay, I think you're attractive. I think that you make good records. I think you have good work ethics from what I've seen. I feel like you haven't made that record that resonates with the girls yet, or with your fans yet, or made people excited. I don't think you've made that record, and I don't think you've made that record that mashes out in the club. So I don't think people are holding you down or holding you back or not. I think you just haven't made that record yet.
So that warrants you saying that I'm whack and I will never make a hot record.
I don't think you're whack, Olivia. I really don't. I don't remember saying that. I don't think I said you were whack.
You most certainly said I was whack.
No.
And you dropped bombs while you were saying it.
Probably my description of you being on Pineapple Records may have given people to think that I meant you were whack, but I did not.
You're
I don't
so
think
janky
you're
for that.
But that's just bad for you. Can't find it.
No, it's not. Because I love SpongeBob.
Oh
all right.
My God. Listen, I don't think you're whack. That's not what I think. I don't think that about your music. I think you have made that right record. I don't think you've made wrong records. I think you've made aight records, and I think that you're gonna have to find that record. And I think because you haven't have you had an album? I don't think you've had a complete
no.
album. I think because you haven't had an album yet, you don't have whack juice on you. I have not put out an album yet mm-hmm. to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time when you were off his label, I was definitely going hard because it all made sense. Because if I see Fifth and he ain't protecting the artist no more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but we had our talk. We good. But then he and I didn't speak either. Like, we
but
had
you
a long
can,
fall
but
out.
But not speaking is like, but this is the game you're in. This is... Olivia,
it's a different thing. Like, you guys are really emotional, and you have no idea. Yes,
not,
you're emotional, too. You're
mean?
Emotional, too.
You know something? People think it's about emotion. You know what it is? If my word didn't matter in this town, we wouldn't be talking about this. And I had to build up my word mattering in this town mm-hmm. for years. So,
but this is why it bothered me with you, because you're in New York. You're a hot New York DJ who I looked up to on the radio.
And I appreciate it.
But I stopped doing that after all of that bullshit.
I know, but I understand. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're looking for an apology for you, I'm not going to give you that today. I'm not looking for an apology.
No, I wanted to talk to you face to face to let you know.
I'll tell you what I think our misunderstanding is. I think, one, you didn't remember what what irritated me, and you probably didn't even pay attention to it.
What Rich said it was I kept calling you boo-boo, and I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, that's cool. I don't mind that. But I think with that is one thing, and I think I answered it the way I did, which you didn't understand. And of course, if you were under the assumption, the thinking I said you was whack, I never said you was whack. Olivia, I never said you was whack. I don't think you're whack. I'm being so honest with you with that, I would tell you, if I thought you wasn't going to make it, I'd say, yo, maybe this you should try something else.
You did say that.
I did not.
You did say that.
I did not.
You did say that.
Well, I don't think you should try something else.
You did say that.
All right, wait a minute.
It's the zone. That's
all. At the time.
No.
Look.
I don't want to hear it.
When Fip left you for dead.
It wasn't no left for dead. I'm not buck. I'm not game. Like, it wasn't no left for dead.
What's the difference?
The difference is they don't know how to come back from their bullshit. And that's why Game keep always wanting to come back talking about re-sign me back to G-Unit. You'll never hear me say nothing like that. I'm still going to make hot records. I got a hot album. When the album comes out, I will prove you wrong.
Olivia, you're taking this game so personal.
I have to take
you
it personal.
Why? Let me tell you
I
something.
Have to
this
take
is
it
what
personal.
It's about. It's about making it happen the best way you can. People are going to tear you down now. If you sell 250,000 records,
of course they will.
Haters.
But you want to know why it bothers me with you? Because you and I, or I thought you and I had a relationship.
We
That's
do
why
have
it bothers
me.
No, we don't.
I thought you were sonning me.
No, we don't. But
you're not even saying, I thought you were fucking sonning me.
But why would you feel that?
Because you were a new artist telling me.
Well, we both had misunderstandings. We both had misunderstandings, boo boo.
But I'm just. I thought you was talking to me sideways.
No,
so what did I
not
do?
At all.
I didn't light into you, right? You know, you want to know how you would have won this? You know, because this is what it's about. Winning.
Nobody wanted me to say nothing to you.
Can I say something? This fucking game is about winning and losing. Me, I don't fucking lose. That's why I'm still standing here. This game's about winning and losing. That's it. There's no mediocre. There's no maybe. That's
right.
What the game is, right?
Right.
Okay, so. You would have sold a million records. You could have. You talked that shit. You must have had 3 singles in the bag. Your relationship better be straight with Fifth. Put out the fucking album. Sell 2 million. Flex, go fuck yourself. That's it.
That's still coming.
Okay, but that's it. That's would have been the then. Okay,
right.
I lose, right? Or I shut the fuck up. Or I don't say anything. All right, I waited for that. That's what I was waiting for. Okay, she's not with Fifth no more. The album doesn't come out. Now I attack. That's it. I looked at it as if this woman ain't even sold a record yet, she's talking to me like this when she says 2 million, how's she gonna talk to me? That's just me. That doesn't mean.
And that's crazy because I don't even think that I. No, no, no. I said it. The part that's crazy is that I didn't realize that I spoke to you like that. That's what I'm talking about.
But that was our misunderstanding. I said, look, but I get it that you didn't see it, and I'm saying it to you now. I'm not holding it against you. I get it. All right, you feel like whatever, whatever. But I looked at this, okay, she's a little charged. She's on a hot label. Plus, look, I didn't say it was whack.
But
I
that had nothing to do with the label. Nothing to do with the label.
You was on G-Unit Records, of
but
course.
But it had none. I was always like that. I was like that before Fifth.
I get that. But I mean, look, if you're on G-Unit, all right, you're clear. Let's talk music shit for a second. You're clear if you're on G-Unit Records or Pineapple Records. I'm not being funny, but.
Clearly are being funny. Yo, you a meatball for that, yo. I'm gonna make sure I put that sticker on my single for you.
Listen. If you're on G-Unit Records or Pineapple Records, there's a difference when the shit goes in the email. G-Unit got hot shit. Okay, this girl must be hot. She's the first lady of G-Unit. It gets more attention, more spins, more everything. That's
right.
Why you sign with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you don't put it out yourself because you don't want to get... You know, handled. So that's what comes with. Once you put that spotlight on yourself, that did, not you. You may not have said that. Maybe your management. You're subject to attack, that or praise. Either one, whatever it's going to be. I'm not saying you failed. You didn't put an album out yet, but you're taking it personal. You're taking it so personal.
But I told you why.
People
I
talk
take
about
it
me
personal.
All the time.
I told you why
on
I take
TV,
it personal.
Radio, they say something about me.
But I told you why I take it personal.
Yes, but you know what? But you would have taken it personal if we met or we didn't met. I feel it in you.
No, I wouldn't.
But
no,
I can tell
I wouldn't.
Your energy about
because the amount of events that I did for you, I wouldn't have did for you if I ain't rock with you.
Nah, the events are supposed to happen because I'm the big nigga out here. This
here
is
you
what
go.
You're fucking forgetting.
No. I could have still been like, I don't want to do it.
All right.
But
then.
My answer was always like, I fucks with Flex Fifth. Of course I'm going to go do it.
You know how I know there's some delusional shit going on right here, and I'm going to keep it so 100 with you? Just the way you talk about the 50 Cent situation of, we talked about, that's not what happened. Nobody gives a fuck what happened. What it looked like is the big nigga said, I'm not fucking with you no more. But that's okay. That's fine. That, what is it? It doesn't matter. There's no embarrassment, man. It just fucking happens.
Who's nobody's embarrassed about anything.
But I'm not saying that you're, look, you know something? I worked at a radio station that fucking fired me in fucking 89. All good, great, great. You know why? I said I'm gonna work real fucking hard and I'm gonna get to the next spot. Then I filled in for fucking Red Alert, and then I'm like, I'm filling in for a nigga. Then I'm like, when I get a chance, I got my call to Hot 97, I'm here. The first fucking thing I said after I started to make it happen was, fuck BLS.
I'm still trying to understand why you think that I'm mad with him
that
about.
That should be your drive. A nigga said, fuck you. That's your drive.
And you said, fuck me. That was my drive.
No, I'm not. That nigga said, fuck you.
I already spoke to him about it.
So what are you?
I spoke to him about it, too.
You know why you shouldn't never speak to him again? Because you're fucking out there. So now you should say, you know, I'm going to make this hot record. Fuck Blex. Fuck that. I'm going to make it happen. That's what niggas are going to respect. That's it. That's what this game is built on. That's what the game is built on. The nigga Jay-Z, man, was on fucking Freeze Records. Niggas, they respect them. I'm gonna make ain't no nigga. I'm gonna sell these records. Tell niggas to go fuck themselves. I'm gonna go to Def Jam Records. That's what niggas respect. That's what I'm saying. You're not paying attention to. Fuck what Flex says. Fuck Fifth. Fuck everybody. You make the record. You do your hustle. You do your thing. Fuck everybody. That's where the respect comes. That's it. You mad at me, and I see you mad at me, but I don't know why you mad. So mad at me. Then you say, no, me and Fifth talk. Look, if Fifth ain't sending you a check and you still on Genuine Records, stop talking to him.
Oh, no, I didn't have the buck issue. He sent me my stuff when I was there.
But I'm just saying, like, all of that's just supposed to get your drive going. Of course, it looks crazy to people. Yeah, it does. I'm sure there's outsiders that say to you, oh, you had this, now you don't have that. So what? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I leaned into you.
Mm-hmm. You did.
If you give me that hot record, I'm with you. I'm being honest with you. I don't think you're whack. And you haven't had the right record yet. You will have the right record. I hope.
I got him.
I see your energy. You still mad at me?
Nah, we all right. We all right. We both said what we needed to say. We all right.
You're not all right with me.
Nah, we all right.
You're more mad at me.
Mm-mm. You said what you thought it was. I said what I thought it was.
Part of it was a misunderstanding. You didn't know that's how I felt about something that you said.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part. And you thought I said I was whack. If I did say you were whack, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that in the heat of the
moment.
Why
you still smiling, though?
I don't mean it, though. You're making me sweat. I didn't mean it. I don't think that, though. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. Do I think you were gassed at the time? Yes, I do. I never said you're not a hard worker, but if you're zoning in on these things, man, you kind of zoning on the wrong stuff. A little bit. That's just me. People are going to say stuff.
People always going to say stuff.
You know
stuff.
Something? I was saying what people were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying what the internet's saying. Okay?
But you're harsher.
I was saying it playfully, right?
No, you weren't.
But you know something? Sometimes I look at the internet, and people may say something about my DJing or whatever, or my radio show, whatever. I'm either guy. I may look at it and say, you know what? I even watch me bust this move, and let me see what you say then. That's what this game. And honestly, if you're not ready to play that part of the game, then you
of course
won't.
I am. That was the whole point of me leaving and going to rebrand myself, getting away from the whole G Unit thing, so I could come back and stand as just Olivia, so nobody could still be like, oh, that's Olivia from G Unit, or
well,
that's all they remember
happen?
You at. When was it? 3-4 years ago? 3 years ago?
Well, then. You got some for me today, or you gonna have it for me soon?
Oh, you have it this week.
Okay, so then you're gonna have some. I'm gonna get it on, and we're gonna make it happen.
All right.
Feels good.
It's
all
right.
In a good space now. Are we in a good place now?
We cool.
She's tight.
Nah, we cool. We cool.
I'm in a good place. If you're in a good place.
We cool.
We're cool, but it depends because you don't know what I'm gonna say after. So you want to see how I act?
We cool.
All right. We had a misunderstanding, but we're in a good place. Can I ask you about the Mano picture then? Up here.
That's old though.
Oh, how old?
That's old. Like top of the year old.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We got all the bad stuff out. We're gonna go to a break, mm-hmm. pay some bills, and we're gonna talk about a couple other things. That's no okay. Problem. All right, Hot 97 Funk Flex. I know it got a little heated and ugly for a second. All right, Olivia's here. Hot 97. Let's go.